Rhonda Jolly. I'm the president of the Maine Public Health Association, and I'm delighted to be able to share some of our experiences over the past several years with you this afternoon. As Bart indicated, I'm not sure I'm the best person to be sharing some of our experiences with you, but I will certainly do my best to share what we've been able to learn and how we've been involved. What I'd like to do is really three things this afternoon. I'd like to just share with you some of our recent efforts, what we've done, and basically how we've gone about doing that, particularly with no paid staff. Talk a little bit about some of our lessons learned and then some of our opportunities moving forward, what we'd like to be able to do now that we are a recipient of the APHA Kellogg grant. So what have we done? We have, over the past several years, really targeted our legislative delegation for many of the public health activities. We've developed a legislative packet of which I've brought a copy with me today, and if anybody's interested in taking a look at this, I'd be happy to share it with you. We have fact sheets that we've included in here. We've included membership information about the Maine Public Health Association and a lot of information that we were able to download from the APHA website and make it Maine public health specific. We also, in the past, have developed goodie bags for our legislators, so we've included, put in their mailboxes, you know, a little goodie bag that includes toothpaste and dental floss and healthful types of things that has been somewhat well-received. We've also, again, created fact sheets that we disseminate on our website that we include in packets and share with our members. Again, using the APHA information that is provided to us. Annually now, for the past, I believe, at least 3 years, we've asked the governor to sign a proclamation declaring National Public Health Week, and we've gotten some pretty good press coverage as a result of that. And as part of that process, we've also held a reception at the Blaine House, the governor's house, where he's come and presented. We typically have our state public health official there who gives a presentation, and that has been very well received. We typically have a really good turnout from many of our public health partners across the state. We also, again, post information to our website and really try to encourage our members to be involved not only in the planning but in any of the implementation of these activities. So how have we done this and how do we continue to do this? One lesson learned on our part is that the APHA resources have been really valuable. We, up until this point, we're in the process now of hiring an executive director, but we haven't had paid staff. So we don't want to recreate the wheel. We don't have a budget that we set aside annually for these events. So any information that already exists that we can tap into is really to our benefit, and we've tried to take advantage of those. What we typically do is we convene a small group of folks. Annually, there are folks within our membership that tend to approach people on the board and say, hey, what are you guys doing for National Public Health Week? I'm really interested in this. Are you putting a group together? If so, can I be involved? So it sort of bubbles up. We typically have a conversation at a board meeting annually about what we'd like to do, and from there, we convene a small group. And again, try to engage members, particularly those who have a lot of passion around the issue. And what we found is that it's helpful to build off of some of our past successes. So the reception that we've held at the governor's mansion has been successful, so we'd like to be able to continue to do that. We've received really positive feedback about that piece, so it really makes sense for us to continue doing that. And again, trying to recruit interested parties has been something that's really allowed us to do what we're doing in terms of National Public Health Week. So what have we learned? What are some lessons that I can share with you today? I was telling Pat, I was a little hesitant as I was putting these slides together because this is so obvious. But sometimes it's easy for us to overlook the obvious, so I thought I'd share them for what they're worth. Doing our annual event really takes an appropriate location and it takes planning. We've learned some lessons in the past where we haven't been able to do it at the governor's house, and quite frankly, the location really is key. at least for this event during National Public Health Week, where we ended up doing it somewhere different last year, and we really didn't get as good a response rate. So I think that was an important lesson for us to learn and realize that we really need to start planning early, reserving that space, working with the governor's office and their scheduler to make sure we're on the calendar and that we can really move forward, particularly if we want to continue doing that reception. Opportunities for engaging press. We have had some press, particularly at that reception in the past, but there are a lot of public health activities going on that week that, you know, may be happening at the local level that we haven't really engaged the press in. So I think there are some opportunities for us to make more connections with the media and other press events. Obviously, planning, you need to start early, and we hear this typically from the folks who've served on these on this small group annually, that we can't start planning early enough. So we've got our theme for this year, and maybe that's one of our next steps, is to start thinking about what we'd like to do and how we can actually build off of what we've done in the past. And again, the APHA materials have been useful. So if you have a relatively limited budget, what we learned is it really doesn't take a lot of money to do this. It doesn't necessarily take paid staff to do this, and it doesn't have to take a lot of time. We were able to convene a small group of folks from our board, from our membership, that had some passion and enthusiasm around the theme, and really it just took a couple of people to really pull these events off. What do we want to do in the future? We would like to continue getting the governor to sign the proclamation. We've had some good visibility as a result of that, and that tends to be well received. So I think that's something we will continue to do. With the new grant this year, we are looking, as I mentioned, to bring on an executive director. So there's a possibility that we can do more than we've done in the past. Unlike many other states, Maine doesn't have a strong local public health system. We have two local health departments. So I think Maine is unique in that our efforts around National Public Health Week have really been driven by the Maine Public Health Association, and less has been done, quite frankly, at the local level. So I think this is an opportunity moving forward for us to be working with the two existing health departments that we have, for us to be working with our network of community coalitions to really engage them in some of the local efforts, and to have some of the press with local stories throughout the state of Maine. So we are hopefully going to be looking for opportunities to do that this year. And then finally, engaging more of our membership. Oftentimes it's the people who tend to have passion. I'm not sure that we've been as successful about communicating with our members and letting them know about everything going on during National Public Health Week and opportunities for getting engaged in the process. So I think there are some opportunities that we hope to be involved with and hope to pursue this year as a result of some of our membership efforts and enhancements we hope to make in our communication mechanisms. And then finally, we haven't spent a lot of time evaluating our efforts, so the success of these legislative packets and fact sheets that we slip into the mailboxes of our legislators, I'm not sure what the impact of that is. I'm not sure if they're even reading them. So at some point, if we do have a little bit more resources, it will be important for us to take a critical look of how we are spending our time and what efforts appear to be the most successful during National Public Health Week. So are we holding questions till the end, Pat? Okay, great. Thank you.
Can you survive no PowerPoint?
Yeah.
I can put one together if you want me to. My name is David Corbin. I've been a president of the Public Health Association of Nebraska. I was for 3 years, and since the time I was president, I've been the affiliate representative of the Governing Council and been active as well in the Committee of Affiliates, and this year on the Advisory Committee for the Kellogg Grants, which my state didn't get. Like I say, proof that it was well blinded. I want to give just a little background to our Public Health Association to put it in the context of how we work with National Public Health Week. excuse me. I guess first, you know, it's always, as you know, hard to explain to people what public health is. And this is a story that really happened to me that I use. And if you've heard it before, forgive me, but it still helps to explain to some people. It's more of an in-joke than it is to the general public. But when my daughter was a senior, well, I don't know if she was a senior or junior in high school, she was in the choir. And a colleague of mine at the med center, who was an epidemiologist, his daughter was in the choir. They were both singing. We were both at the performances. And somebody faints, falls down. And it was like a movie, you know, somebody comes to the microphone and says, "Is there a doctor in the house?" And he's a PhD and I'm a PhD. So we both look at each other. And I look to him and he says, I'm an epidemiologist. I can't help unless several of them go down. So much for population health. It's hard to explain to the general public why we aren't rushing and helping that individual. Just to let you know, there was a nurse there that helped the person and everything was fine. So, as you all know, too, there's probably a day for every organization or a week or a month to compete for the attention, whether it's Kick Butts Day, whether it's related to health, whether it's related to something else, the media, as you probably know, doesn't want to cover every year National Public Health Week unless you give them some other kind of way to say, why should we be interested in this? This happens every year. It doesn't look very exciting to us. Why should we be interested? So that's some of the things that we wrestle with. We do have a proclamation from the governor every year. We go in and herd ourselves in, and that's a good word, herd. And we take a picture with the governor. But you know, there's about five other organizations waiting right behind us to go in and get a proclamation and have their picture taken with the governor. I do think it helps the more years you've done it for the governor to realize this is an important thing and so on. And I don't belittle that, but I just want to say, and it is a good opportunity, as I'll talk next, is that depending on what the theme is, who your partners are for that year. So for this year, for example, it might be the Sierra Club. Maybe they want to come in with us. And so what I see National Public Health Week is doing, especially with the themes and what we've tried to do, is that it helps us to engage other partners each year according to that topic. So, for example, in the Live Longer, Stronger, it was the National Safety Council, the local chapters of the National Safety Council, because we had a fall prevention program for older adults using Tai Chi and all that. And so we try to encourage them to know about APHA and to list their things on the APHA website. What are you doing in Nebraska for National Public Health Week? So maybe nobody ever goes and looks at that, but they now know about APHA. These organizations that didn't know about APHA now know about it. And they say, oh, well, maybe some of the things that we do are public health, and this is a good partner. So I see that as one of the best things about National Public Health Week. You engage other new partners each time, depending on theme, and they start seeing, oh, these are things I never thought of us as being related to public health, but now that you mention it, I think we are. So that's a real strong thing. So that means when we do the proclamation, then we have different people in the picture with the governor every time, depending on what the theme is. So it might be the National Safety Council. It might be, I don't know, if the Sierra Club will want to go in with us, or some other environmental group on global warming, things like that. So it's different groups each time. So you're educating those people as well that they might be part of public health. Actually, it's our board of directors that does most of the discussion about what we plan to do, and we're grateful to APHA for setting the themes and setting up the infrastructure and being able to submit what's going on in your state, because we do use that some years a lot more than others. It depends on the groups that we engage in that. But what we've discovered, I can only think of one time when we sent out a press release on National Public Health Week that it actually got any decent coverage in a big newspaper. And this wasn't, it was big for Nebraska City size. This was in Grand Island. And it was because who just presented, Dr. Raymond was our chief medical officer at the time. He just presented, he's now Deputy Secretary of Agriculture for food safety. But he, as president, he and I co-wrote an op-ed piece and sent it out. And so as the CEO, but still, it was only picked up by one or two newspapers. So what we've, what we've started to do recently then is to say it will actually more likely get press if it comes from the local health departments than if it comes from the affiliate. We will write them. We will write the press release. We will provide background materials for it. We will use APHA materials, but we filter it through the local directors of the health departments. And that way, we, at least last year, we think we got more local press coverage because the local entities now will pick it up because it's coming from their local health department. And local newspapers want things to put in their newspaper. They aren't filtering out a lot of stuff. They're trying to find more stuff to put in. So then if you can basically write your own article in those. So those kinds of things are what we've tried to try to localize it. We'll still have our logo. We'll still reference APHA and the website and so on. And so those are some of the main things. And some years when we've had money and funding, we've actually had a, you know, what's the word, underwriting of the local, in this case, the statewide National Public Radio. So we would say, this is National Public Health Week, and then we'd have a fact like, do you know that public health keeps your water safe or your food safe or whatever it happens to be, a little blurb, and then we would tell how to contact us with our website or our phone number. Obviously, if we had more money, we would like to do that every year to call their attention to this. But I see it, and I think it's a good idea. The timing for Public Health Week and reaching our legislators is not a good time for them to be pushing Public Health Week. So we do those kind of things at another time, but it depends on what your schedule, your legislative sessions are and when that falls in, because that's usually the busiest time. And the last thing they want to do is hear about National Public Health Week when they're debating a whole bunch of other issues. So we do try to do that, and I wish that it would coordinate with that. It just doesn't work on our particular legislative calendar. So with all of those are I still think that, as a matter of fact, the op-ed piece that did get picked up, I mean, one of the things we used was that we know you, the public, are bombarded with all these proclamations and national weeks and national days and all this, but why is this one really one that you need to pay attention to? And so then we try to then follow up on what the theme is. So we very much go with the more and more with the local health departments, and I just need to tell you that all of our, not all, but before the tobacco settlement and before Turning Point, which is a funded program, Nebraska had, we still have 93 counties, and only 22 counties were covered by health departments. Now all counties are covered by at least regional health departments. And so we have a section in Public Health Association of Nebraska, of the directors. And because they're all so new, they all actually join, and they all attend, and they all actually meet. So we do have, you know, they were, it wasn't the, we didn't have the bureaucracy to say, nobody can tell me I have to be a member of this, or they just all thought they had to be. And we hope that that stays. So that's why there's so much, when we say that we farm it out to the locals, they're part of us. They're all part of our association. And they all participate. So that's kind of the technique that we use, and I guess I have to use a disclaimer too. I'm not the best person to talk about this. And as you look at the program, I don't look like my name is Rita Parrish. It should say Parrish, but it says Parrish in the program. So she couldn't come, and she is our executive director, but I've worked with her for many, many years on this, so at least I have a working knowledge, I hope, enough to share with you. Thanks.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, all of the speakers. Now, we will open the floor for discussion, but before we ask for comments, again, I'd like to just first find out by just raising your hand how many of you are representing your affiliate, your state affiliate. I mean, you don't have to be the person they say come to the meeting, but you are an affiliate, a part of the affiliate. So it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so that's a good number. And then, so we've got, what state are you with?
California.
Pennsylvania.
Minnesota.
South Carolina. Massachusetts, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, and D.C.? Any other states? Oh, yes. New York State. Mississippi. Okay. All right. Great. And how many of you received the Kellogg grant? So South Carolina, Mississippi, New York, Pennsylvania, and Minnesota. Okay. So it looks like actually most of the folk are here, I guess, because you got the Kellogg grant? No? Okay, good. All right, great. All right, well, with that, I'll ask then, do you have any questions or comments that you'd like to make? I saw Terry's hand first. We are recording, so I'll ask when you respond, to come to the microphone and maybe repeat the question so that it gets recorded. Okay.
That sounds a little pricey. Do you pay for that out of your budget, or the governor picks that up, or how does that work?
The mic doesn't move, so I can't give it to you.
That's a really good question. The question was, just for the recording, the event we hold annually at the governor's house sounds a little bit pricey. To be honest with you, I don't know what our budget is for that. It's a really good question, an important question. I can find out the answer to it, though, and I don't know how to best communicate that to you. Maybe we can talk offline. Sure. I was asked to repeat the earlier question. We were asked how we engage members who participate in the annual event, the reception that we hold at the governor's house, and my response was that it somewhat depends on what the theme is. We typically always engage our public health members, our public health constituency. We really try to focus on the legislative delegation, and then if it's a theme, something like emergency preparedness, we really try to bring those people in as well.
My question is, what is the national infrastructure
I'll ask Regina Davis to come forward. Regina is the Director of Affiliate Affairs for the American Public Health Association, and this is one of the areas of her office.
I'm sorry, so you said at the local level, what are, or what does
AFHA? What is the national level doing? I mean, everybody's talking about here's what the local level is doing, but what is the national doing? What is the infrastructure that the gentleman referred to that they can go back and draw resources from?
Right. I'll give you just a little bit of background about National Public Health Week. As Pat described earlier, in 2003 we started observing a different health topic each year, and at the same time we started off with a budget of $150. National Public Health, yes, and National Public Health Week is a all staff effort. It's a volunteer effort, very much like what you're doing at the local level, and it's funded completely from outside contributions. Typically around July or August, we meet with senior staff and we try to discuss different issues that may be relevant or might be issues of importance in the year to come. And for this year, we selected climate change, and it's just particularly timely because of the recent testimony on the Hill. So this year, we decided to seize the opportunity and hold a press briefing after a scientific session that I don't know if you are aware, but Dr. Howard Frumpkin, Jonathan Patz, John Balbus, and Lillian Shirley were all spoke at a very well-attended scientific session yesterday, and we followed that with a telepress briefing and got some really good coverage for National Public Health Week, actually. We received an article in Reuters, which I have in the back. So that's actually great. The effort, it continues to grow. I was actually really pleased to hear that you're actually using some of our materials. Well, we also try to offer a toolkit for our traditional and non-traditional partners. In January, we usually hold what we call a partners meeting, and that's when we reach out to, just like you all do, depending on the topics, different partners, as well as our typical public health constituents. And this year in particular, we're hoping to, because we do see climate change as a public health issue, we're hoping to convene a forum in the early 2008 and come back with some recommendations for how we can address climate change from a public health perspective. Right. And so the website is www.nphw.org. So that's National Public Health Week. And we'll formally launch the site next week, and then the site continues to grow as we develop more materials. Thanks.
To each person. Yes.
In Tennessee, at the state level, the affiliate has a committee, and a person is, chosen to head that committee, and that person then works closely with the state Department of Health person who has been so designated to be responsible for Public Health Week. And as I explained, what they do essentially is develop a variety of different activities, suggestions, and ideas, and then they share that across the state. But at the local county health department level, it varies, of course, from department to the department, but my experience is that it is a different group each year that takes on that responsibility. But I know in our own health department, for a number of years, I've been there for 16 years. This has always been taken very seriously. And, we have a committee, and we kind of pass around the responsibility. And then we form a committee, and we start working months before the week, and so that we really can try to make it a meaningful observance. And as I said, in our own case, this past year, we tried to do a lot more external activities rather than just primarily internal kind of celebrating ourselves.
As I mentioned previously, most of our activities are with our affiliate. Most of them are not done at the local level. We have two volunteer staff members that typically assist the committee every year, and our committee membership changes on an annual basis. It's really people who have a lot of passion around that issue, whether they're on the board or part of our membership.
And ours is varied, but since we now have at least a part-time executive director, she is the one that kind of gets things going. But it is the board of directors who then discuss that, and then, it, as I said, it goes to the local health directors. Who they then decide to put in charge of it is up to them. I did neglect to mention, we actually have we now have Public Health Month. We don't have Public Health Week, so we have Public Health Week where we kick that off, but we call it Public Health Month, and that's the proclamation that the governor gives, Public Health Month.
What about in some of your states, your affiliates, how are you celebrating or acknowledging Public Health Week? South Carolina? Public Health Month also in South Carolina. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long does the committee of your chair and various other members usually operate? Is it all year round or a matter of months? Okay, so from July through April, basically, they're developing. Okay, any other states, any other affiliates? How does Pennsylvania do it? So you collaborate with academic, other the state health department, other local public health departments. Yes, Minnesota.
Our main activity has been a film festival. So for 5 nights, we work with the School of Public Health at the university on that. So it gives us good exposure to the students, mm-hmm. but it really probably doesn't do much for the public. I'm intrigued. I think a couple of people said, you know, there's so much confusion about what public health really is. Mm-hmm. I wonder even about trying to get into the Rotary clubs maybe or something like that. Mm-hmm. But if anybody that's more simple.
So right now you're pretty much focusing on students through the universities, 5 nights.
Yeah.
Did you say movies?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of movies are you showing?
Well, we used Gore's movie, for instance.
Oh, okay, so Inconvenient Truth was used. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that would be perfect for climate change. Yes.
So,
okay, very interesting. Florida, right? California, okay. Northern or Southern? Okay, right, because we know there are two affiliates in California. There are 53 affiliates, and California has two, D.C., of course, and which one? And New York, New York City and New York State. So those are, and then all the states as well, so other states. Yes. You are a brand new member of
the Southern California.
Okay, you're a member of the affiliate. Excellent. Okay.
The we is the whole mountain pocket. No, it's the we is your Southern California affiliate.
Right.
So
Public Health Association. Yes. Oh, okay. Who is the president of Southern Cal? Robert, who? Dr. Felix Aguilar. Do you know him, ma'am? Okay. Okay, well, great. Yes. Yes, maybe if we don't have a sign-in sheet, we probably should circulate one, and then I know the APHA staff will be happy to pass that information on to the Southern California affiliate so that they can get you involved. Yes, ma'am, and you are from Massachusetts, right? Okay. Okay. An excellent idea. Let me capture that, because I don't know if the recorder is capturing what you're saying. And you're saying that whichever partner, national partner, that APHA is engaging to celebrate National Public Health Week, if that's listed on the website, then the state affiliates can perhaps contact the state association, state affiliates of those national partners, to see if you can work together with them. Okay.
The other thing that would be helpful to us is to get the theme on the website earlier than later.
Yeah, the theme will be on next week. So it's usually about a week after the American Public Health Association.
In the past, we've only found it in the winter, not
in the fall. Okay. Ask Regina from APHA to discuss that.
Two things. One is, you're absolutely right. Actually, it's just in the last 2 or 3 years that we've known the theme before annual meeting, and that's because we've listened to your feedback and that you needed the information early. But as I said before, while the affiliate affairs is the lead organizing unit, it really is an all staff effort. So we're working with staff's other priorities, and then it's funded by outside contributions. So we started, I guess I said, with a budget of $150, and within the last year, I think we were able to raise about $85,000. So as we progress, we're getting better, and we're listening to all your suggestions, and we do actually try to engage our affiliates, and that was actually the reason for this session, was so that we could hear how we could engage affiliates better, because we recognize that that's 20,000 additional members that can help us in getting the word out about National Public Health Week.
Mm-hmm. The second phase that we went through was when the university that has a school of public health wanted to be a part of this and served as a coordinator for a regional effort. And that went on for 2 years, where they helped us to get some funds for printing, and they helped us to coordinate activities across different community lines. In Massachusetts, we have 351 cities and towns. Each have their own goals.
perhaps even the funding to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. And we, meaning the local public health association, the local public health department, rather. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the purposes of this event, is to give you different ideas about how other state affiliates are celebrating National Public Health Week, acknowledging National Public Health Week, and to, you know, hear from you as well. So there was someone who came in who had not had a chance to talk, and I was just wanted to make sure that everyone had a chance to express what kinds of things are going on in your state related to National Public Health Week. And ma'am, what state are you from? Yes, ma'am.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, great. So, Michelle, did you discuss what Pennsylvania does?
Yeah, I said that we did collaboration, but I didn't expound upon what we did. Like, for instance, with the University of Pittsburgh School of Public Health and the Drexel School of Public Health, we collaborated with them on acquiring speakers for panels about the various public health issues during the week.
Okay.
Taking pictures.
Yeah. I asked Mississippi what you all do for National Public Health Week. And that was the affiliate taking the lead.
Affiliate.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
And then
in the University of Southern Mississippi.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. What other questions do you have? Yes. to be very strategic about who you get involved with after hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so the local TV announcer or news reporter as the MC or radio station doing a live feed, okay, those children, food after five, okay. Any additional comments that any of the panelists would like to make? Any other questions? Yes. Yes, the American Public Health Association, first of all, provides information in the nation's health. There is a, this is the monthly newsletter that comes out, newspaper essentially, and it has pictures, articles about National Public Health Week's celebration throughout the country, selected ones, of course. Other than, I don't know about on the local level, but I think that that is certainly the main way that the American Public Health Association acknowledge the affiliates' activities. And, of course, the affiliates, you know, do their own.
Right, information on the website.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Beginning of April, and then locals could piggyback and use that, because local papers love to follow along with what is going on nationally.
Mm-hmm. And that does happen. They do that. I've seen Dr. Benjamin doing those kind of press conferences. Well, it's been done before. It's been done, I think, almost most years, hasn't it? That's a good question. I was wondering about that too, David, in terms of the theme of the National Public Health Week and the annual conference, because in Governing Council yesterday we deliberated a theme for 2009 that might have been more appropriate for 2008 when we were talking about climate change, water, and the public's health. And so at any rate, the answer to that question from Regina is what? Has there been any effort to collaborate?
There, as I said, we've been trying to get better about, at the very least, having a theme before annual meeting.
Right.
And, you know, we'd like to do just like we did with annual meeting, it's have several themes kind of in the can so that we can people can be better about planning.
I don't know what next year is, but we just voted in water and public health.
Yeah.
Next year's theme for the annual conference is public health without borders.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So public health... Yes, I guess that would be global health. You know, since we're in San Diego, you know, we're thinking about Mexico. Yeah, but so the Governing Council selects themes 2 years out, and the staff select themes 6 months out. So you know, there might be a little indication that it might maybe a little earlier planning can occur. Perhaps, but anyhow, it still has to be coordinated because the you would know. So you know in 2009 what the theme is, so you can when you think about the 2009 National Public Health Week, you say what is the theme for that year? Okay, let's yeah, that would be good. So okay.
Not to make this more complicated, but
oh, that's an idea too. Well, it's an idea, and certainly I know Regina is very responsive and is listening to everything we're saying, so don't be surprised if next year you see something that we talked here actually implemented, because they're very responsive. Right. Mm-hmm.
instead of just the 1 week and two things being separated, come to the conference and then that's that. You know, you would keep it all.
Excellent. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. What is it, 20 times? Well, if there aren't any additional questions, I just want to bring to your attention the booklet. I think Regina already passed that out to you. If you would like to assign a list for your local, your state affiliate to contact you, we can get that available to you. The panelists are available if you would like to have additional comments or discussions with them. And I appreciate your coming to our panel discussion today, and enjoy your conference and your safe travels home.